talking openly about it. It was like not a thing that was done in our house.
You were not allowed to bring that stuff up.
Super secret. I remember my mother finding tubes that I had left over from blood wraps at like 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I got punished for that. It was like, come on. So now just having that conversation with my dad means the world to me to be able to talk about it openly and be like, this is what it's like for me. This is what it's brought to my life. This is, and you know, it's okay to have that conversation is really important. I also am a firm believer that we're, you know, federal legalization is less than 5 years away.
Oh, I agree. Look at the states that are now, you know, Colorado and Washington State, who are, they have an overabundance of tax revenue that is coming in for this.
Right.
We knew that the possibilities were endless.
Right.
Now what can we do with that money? There's a lot of things that we can work with.
Can you imagine how many schools we can build with that kind of money?
Change the infrastructure.
How many artists can be supported with that kind of money? Mm-hmm. How many small businesses can be supported with that kind of money? And it still boggles my mind that there's such resistance to it. I live in a town on the South Shore. And it's a town where there should be a dispensary. There is, but it's medicinal only. And I constantly see on the Facebook groups people fighting about it. And I read the amount of revenue, when you look at the amount of revenue coming in those other towns that do have recreational dispensaries, it starts to make you think, like, what, do you not like money?
But here's
the
thing.
Do you not like revenue coming into your town?
People are not against casinos.
Right.
And that's a whole...
Right.
kind of thing that turns that's very polarizing. People want to fight about it. I don't want it near me. Right. Who's it hurting? I think it's
casinos. They're not against
the
liquor.
Kind of
they're
thing.
Not against Xanax. Like this is what I don't understand.
Anything you get a prescription for it, it's fine.
And here's my own personal story. I had a back injury from like 5 years ago. I broke my tailbone. It was the second time I had a back injury there. It's been an ongoing problem for many years. I now, 5 years later, I'm in physical therapy just trying to get like rid of the pain. When I went to my doctor and I said, I want a prescription for medical marijuana. And you know what he did? He wrote me a prescription for muscle relaxers. And I said, I don't want this. This is not what I want. And he said, well, this is what I'm going to give you. So that's what our health, if you're not your own biggest advocate, like, I don't want to sit around on muscle relaxers all day. Some people might. That's not my steez.
Again, a huge issue we've seen with prescription medication. We've seen what has been wreaking havoc in all the communities around us. Not just some, all of them.
And have you ever seen anyone overdose on marijuana? Honestly.
Like, I've seen people get hungry, but that's about
get
it.
Get hungry, maybe a little paranoid. Nothing crazy.
But it's completely different now. I mean, we have some, it's not just, you know, rolling joints. There's this whole new thing with edibles and oils and drops.
Butters and
so much that I don't even
tinctures
know.
And there's and then you have so you have your hemp plant, you have CBD, you have THC products. So they're all different, and they all have different uses and different ways to incorporate into your life. If you're strictly on a CBD regimen, there's no THC there. You're not necessarily getting high from that. You're incorporating it into your lifestyle as part of a plant medicine lifestyle. That's what we need to be going towards. All these other things that we're putting in our bodies, chemicals, plastics, like every single day. And then we wonder why our cancer rates are so high and autism rates are so high. It's because we are literally pouring chemicals and plastics and awful things into our bodies.
Listen to us.
It's like, really? You don't know what happened? You heat up your food in a plastic container every single day.
We're so guilty. We're all so guilty. It's on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
We just took a hard left,
folks. Talking to Lisa Finelli, who is a co-founder of the inaugural Boston Cannabis Week. Now, neither one of us are, we are advocates for change.
Right.
Let's put it that way. Neither one of us are fully... I'm certainly not. I'll speak for myself. I have a fraction of knowledge when it comes to this stuff. But I know, I definitely recognize that there is a need to introduce more of this into our day-to-day lifestyles. There's a benefit to be had in this. And it's not what our grandparents used to say, you're going to get in trouble and you're going to go to jail and you're going to, you know, all of these things. Those things have passed. I mean, we always need to be responsible, clearly.
For sure.
But I feel like the tide is turning ever so slowly, especially in Massachusetts. We have been dragging our feet on this for so long. And again, we could get into why, and we're not going to. But we have this event to learn. There's educational events. There's sports events. There's music events. There's wellness events. And the media event is to come and learn and ask questions from people who have a much more professional take on the cannabis and its benefits, right?
Right. I mean, every single event that we have is meant for people to come and ask questions. Mm-hmm. We want it to be an engaging conversation. This is not a one-way conversation.
Do you anticipate people will come and protest you?
There might be a little bit of that. You never know.
I'm curious.
It's been really interesting when it came to the venues, mm-hmm. venues that, you know, welcomed us, who we didn't think would welcome us, and venues who were a little bit like, well, what's this? And we've been very fortunate to have Hot 96.9 is one of our media partners. Yeah. They're running on-air commercials. We're working with, you know, Talking Seaweed, and we're working with Boston Hemp Company, and we're working with PAX and MCR Labs and, you know, national brands that are doing this every single day. So Boston Cannabis Week is for the professionals. Mm-hmm. We want it to be geared towards a more professional, high-end premier consumer. This is not a venue for open consumption and a different type of event. This is a place where we want you to come and learn and be a part of and engage and tell us what you want. What do you want to see next year? Tell us. Mm-hmm. We've already gotten an overwhelming amount of requests for performers, as we knew it happened.
Of course.
But next year we are going to have an opportunity for one of the performance spots to be filled by a local artist. So we'll be holding contesting throughout the year for stuff like mm-hmm. that. We'll also be having satellite events throughout the year. We're going to do a health and wellness event in March as part of Women's Month. So we want to, you know, continue this conversation and just keep on moving it forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. My name is Angel Wood. My guest is Lisa Finelli from Boston Cannabis Week, which kicks off Monday, September 16th. You can go to bostoncannabisweek.com mm-hmm. and learn about all the events and buy tickets to each event. Each event is yes. ticketed. Can you do like a full pass for the whole week? Do you do that?
Here's the reason why we're not, because most of the events are free.
Okay.
We wanted people to be able to come. The educational event is free. The industry mixer, there's no charge to attend. The golf tournament, the health and wellness event, and Experience Boston are the only events that are ticketed. They're all affordable. Go to our website and you can see. They're all available and on sale right now. We wanted to make it so it was affordable to the people in our city. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And it's the only three events that are not free are Experience Boston, Experience Wellness, and BCW Classic.
Cool. Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is hard work. And woo. I definitely know what the undertaking is like behind the scenes. Yeah. So, well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
We've got your back.
I appreciate it.
We're going to see this through.
Everybody come out. Come say hi. Come find me. Say what's up. Our whole staff will have purple Boston Cannabis Week shirts on, mm-hmm. so you'll be able to identify us. Mm-hmm. Just ask for Lisa. I'll be around all week.
We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bust Out Boston event that happens this weekend at Bright Music Hall in Allston, where let's play some Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls. Bricks and Mortar are here. They're going to be playing at 10:30. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.
I'm so good or so they say.
It's Boston Emissions on the 10 with Mikey D. Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Come Black Magic. So here's the thing. Bust Out Boston is this Sunday. It is a stacked all-day sort of thing. And I'm going to give you the rundown. Caroline Rose, Dutch Rebel, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Ghost Girl, Megan Tracy and Miss Connections, Brandy Blaze, Hawthorne, Jill McCracken, Jeannie Santiago, Pony Snot, The Downhalls with Krissa Johnson, Naomi Westwater, Home Desk Bot, and it all goes down at Brighton Music Hall all day long. So go and support. Go early, stay late. Go midday, stay till the end. Whatever you want to do. All right. Coming up at 10:30, Bricks and Mortar will be live from Studio D. And I will bring you the On the Town with Mikey D concert report, very carefully put together.
Hey, guess what? It's the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D. This is Patrick.
And I'm Liz.
And here's what's happening this week.
Let's start the week off with September 5th, Thursday. At Great Scott, we got Hatchie performing with Orchin. At O'Brien's, The Vibrators. At the Jungle over in Somerville, Matt Jackson, Mike Morrissey, and Rockwood Taylor. You can catch The Bag Boys and Sky Jelly over at the Plowin' Stars. Over in Salem at Opus, Swamp Lord, Riley Somack and the Frozen Ponies, Jonathan Feinberg and John McLaughlin. And over in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, Alyssa Joseph, Opium Droid, Allison and Moon, and The Ocean Between.
Friday, September 6th. Over in Alston at Great Scott, we got a show by Nebula, Sasquatch, and Set Fire. And then over at O'Brien's, you can actually check Lils and I in various forms with The Only Humans, The Knockups, The Deep State, and Smell. Then heading on over to Somerville at Once Ballroom, it's a show by Neil Hamburger with Major Entertainer. Then over in Union Square at the Jungle, we got Troll 2, Seth Brand, Amy Mantis, and The Space Between. Then over at Sally O'Brien's, it's Muck and the Myers, Jittery Jack and Amy Griffin, and The Bad Larrys. Then over at Thunder Road, it's the Streetlights EP release show with Shallow Pools, Everway, and Sweetie. Back in Central Square at the Middle East upstairs, it's the Pyramid Themes album release show with Pineapple Jam and Brother Guy. And then Middle East downstairs, it's Lamborghini Night with The Doorbean. Then heading over to Club Bohemia, it's Tisk 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 with Year of the Clam, Allison and Moon, and Azen Jujuba. Head on over to Harvard Square at the Hong Kong and you can check out Intoxicated Rage's EP release show with Watching It Burn, Omnia, and Sepsis. And then over at the Sinclair, it's The Sheila Divine with The Minus Scale and Ultra Major. And then over in JP at Midway Cafe, it's Love Love and the Shelley Valuskas Experience and more. Heading over to Roslindale at the Square Root, it's going to be the Corinne Southern Band with Travis Woods and Cheryl Devitt. And then over in Dorchester at Dorchester Art Project, it's Lucretia Dalt and Aaron Dillaway with Phone and Stubbeats Duo and Dot Ave. And then heading on up to Salem at Coda, we got Big Time Kill with Dead Harrison and Atomic Bastards. Head on over to Gullah Gullah Cafe and you can check out a show by Mike Morrissey and Old Fox. And then if you're up in Lowell, you can go over to the Worthen Attic and check out Strange Color Skies album release show with Zach Boudreau, Stella Star Fox, and The Shirts and Shoes. And then over at Warped and Weft, it's Thank God for Science. And then heading on over to Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, we got Nemes, Hunter, The Only Things, and Deep Sea Divers.
There's a lot to check out on Saturday night, September 7th. Over at Great Scott, RTT presents Laughingstock with Neighborhood Shit, Ugly, and Touchheads. At O'Brien's, night one of Choke Up's 10-year party residency with Luau, Rebuilder, and Depressors. Over at the Jungle Music Club, Almost Social with Twig, The First Supper, and 50-50. Over in JP at the Midway Cafe, an early show with The McGunks, Jason Bennett and The Resistance, Lilac City Lowlives, Triggered, and Jamie Payette of Loser's Circle. Followed in the evening by a later show with Dionisio, Ultimo Minuto, and Cabino in Excesso. At Club Bohemia, Mystery with Gullboy, Johnny and the Food Masters, and Mickey Bliss. Over at Thunder Road, My Brothers and Sisters presents the Shakin' It for Brian Showcase with Ira's Grateful Heart Revival, Beef Stew, Dire Sloth, Fenario, and more. more. At the Plowin' Stars, Johnny Mack and the local forecast. Over at Hong Kong Harvard, Major Stars record release party with Mountain Movers and Chris Brokaw Band. At the Dorchester Art Project, the MIMO Electronic Music Festival with Bookworms, Isabella, Radio Scott Void, Square Machine, and more. Over at the Middle East Upstairs, it's the And Then There Were None reunion show with Sundrifter, Cazador, and Psychic Weight. Over at Sonia, we got Spose and the Humans with Ben's Been Dead, Cam Grove, and Jay Spin. In Salem, at Gulu Gulu Cafe, you can catch Fomenko performing. Meanwhile, in Lowell, over at the Warthen Attic, Tisk Tisk Task with Wildcat Slim, The Old Rochelle, and Tiffy. And at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Desk Pop, Above the Din, and more to be determined.
Now it's Sunday, September 8th, over in Alston at Great Scott. It's going to be a show by Fontaines DC with Pottery. And then over at O'Brien's, we got Cook Bag with The Bad Reminders and Street Milk. Over in Somerville at Once Ballroom, it's Bay Faction, Queen of Jeans, and Carol. Over in Central Square in Cambridge at Middle East Upstairs, it's going to be Jeb Bush Orchestra, Joe Benjamin, and Dogs in a Pile. And then at Zuzu, it's Sunday Sets featuring Stock, Chris Sears, Bio Coy, and DeSoli. And then at Sonia, it's a matinee show with Ava Staffieri, Rory Dawson, Christopher Jose, and Marley Dauphin. Over at the Sinclair, we got a show by Wilder Woods and Roderick Cliche and 420s. And then over in JP at the Midway Cafe, we got a show by Color Killer, Private Instigators, Joni Earthquake Band, and D.O.P. And then heading on up to Salem at Koto, we got Couch Sex with The Body Is, Patient Sounds, and Rasputin.
September 9th over at Great Scott, B-Boys with D-Parts. At O'Brien's, Curry with Ceramic and Winter Jogger. At the Once Ballroom, Subhumans with Fea and Savage Heads. And at the Jungle Music Club, The Forest Room with Gold Light Hour and Robert Pushinsky.
All right, now it's Tuesday, September 10th. In Alston at Great Scott, it's going to be the Appleseed Cast with Muscle Worship and Michelle DeRosa. And then at O'Brien's, we got a show by Life is Beautiful, Kiddo, Tossed Aside, and Proglotid. Over in Somerville at Once Ballroom, it's Woven Hand with Jay Jail. Swinging on over to Union Square at the Jungle, it's going to be a show by Roy Ben Bichat. And then at Thunder Road, we got a show by Neighbor. Back in Cambridge at the Sinclair, you can check out Mark Rabelais with Push Flowers. And then if you're over in JP, you can go to the Midway Cafe and check out a show by Them Fantasies, Indiana Heights, and Serena Z.
Rounding out the week on September 11th, at Great Scott, we got Crooked Colors with IA. Over at O'Brien's, Myth of I, performing with Animorph and Geff. At the Once Ballroom, Joe Hurtler and the Rainbow Seekers with Los Elk. At the Midway Cafe, Fully Celebrated Orchestra with Shala Shaka. At the Lily Pad, 0.01% with Cutouts and Porch Trio. At the Middle East Upstairs, Stoplight Observations with Morning Bird. And over at Opus, Necessary Mess Booking presents Immobilizer with Karate Steve, Neurodivergent, and more.
And that about does it for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report, presented by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, check out Jukebox Zero's wherever podcasts are found. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Lils.
Now get your buns to a show and check out your new favorite local band.
Thank you so much.
So on the town with Mikey D, WMFO Menford. Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else, Bricks and Mortar, live from Studio D.
We're Bricks and Mortar from Salem, Massachusetts. We live in a wasteland.
Sounds good up in here. This next one's called Fresh Cut. We'll be right back. we tune for a second. I'm going to introduce the band. On drums, we got Devin. On guitar, leads, and vocals, we've got Joey Riot. And I'm Troy. I scream a lot and play shit. What do you need? Of course you did. Want some of mine? All right, catch this. Devin's in like a glass cage, so I have to throw it over the glass cage. Water goes. Oh, so close. It's like handcuffs and horse grenades. All right, while we're tuning, I can say that we have a show in Connecticut, New London, Connecticut, October 12th. At the Carousel Club. My turn to tune.
All right, all right. Fricks and More is certainly happy to be here on WMFO tonight, having some fun, kicking some tunes out. Thanks for having us. Got our record out. It's available on Bandcamp. It's also free to stream on Spotify, but it'd be a lot cooler if you bought it, had it in your collection, along with other, your Hummels and trinkets and whatnots.
We can add this to the trinkets. This next one's called Wasted.
Yeah.
one's called Suburban Murders. It was off our single that we released this summer with Fresh Cut. I gotta do a tuna.
He's tuning the bass. Tuning the bass.
He's playing things like fucking sledgehammers.
Tuning the bass. Fonzie. Be Fonzie cool, will ya? Nice.
We all look like Star Wars characters in here, by the way, with the headphones on. It's like one's Leia, one's the guy in Cloud City.
You're not? Which one's one of his
It's great, it's great.
That's Han Solo and Carbonite.
Yeah, Carbonite behind the drum set. Sweet. A lot of cool stickers in this place.
What is this place?
What is this place? It's WMFO.
Woo!
Medford guy. Medford guy. You know Medford? You ever been to Medford? You ever eat Mike's? Ever have Pinkies? Go to Seabath for sushi guy? Come on, kid. Yeah.
I'm good.
All right. I
good again.
Stand up, so here we go.
Pangs of Spot. We'll be right back. working stiffs like everybody else. We'd appreciate the support. Cheers.
Woo! All right, on the 10 with Mikey D, WMFO, Medford. Bricks and Mortar, they're going to join us momentarily. Time for this.
Initiating launch sequence.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
Brought to you this week, Boston Emissions Radio Residency on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Number 5, The Mercy Case, Lion.
Number 5.